And now a big question about the presidential race. Who's going to win?
Well, we can't answer that question, but John Dickerson of the online magazine Slate is taking on the big question each major candidate faces. John's new series is called, appropriately, The Big Question. It begins today with Rudy Giuliani. Hi, John.
Hi.
So, John, what is the big question with Rudy Giuliani?
Well, the big question with Rudy Giuliani is whether a social moderate can win the nomination of a party that is dominated by Christian evangelicals. And Rudy Giuliani has a number of positions and a private life that have been that many powerful evangelical leaders have spoken out against. And the question is whether he can get past that and change the way essentially Republican nominating politics has been practiced for the last 25 years.
Okay, let's go to the first debate, which raised a lot of questions for evangelicals, a lot of questions for a lot of people. Most of the Republicans were enthusiastic when the moderator, Chris Matthews, asked if Roe v. Wade should be overturned. Giuliani, you'll hear at the end of this clip, is not so clear. Let's take a listen.
Would the day that Roe v. Wade is repealed be a good day for America?
Absolutely.
Senator?
Be a glorious day of human liberty and freedom.
Mayor?
It'd be okay.
Okay to repeal?
It would be okay to repeal. It would be okay also if a strict constructionist judge viewed it as precedent. And I think a judge has to make that
decision. Would it be okay if they didn't repeal it?
I think the court has to make that decision, and then the country can deal with it.
Rudy Giuliani since clarified his position in the second debate. He said he personally hates abortion, but that he is pro-choice. And then James Dobson and other evangelicals said they wouldn't vote for Giuliani if he were the Republican nominee. So has this become a big concern for Giuliani?
This is the question. Are there a lot of single-issue abortion voters out there? Well, we're not exactly sure. There are some, but are they enough to deprive him of the nomination? And also, are those voters in a post-9/11 world more interested in issues of security and fighting terrorism? And he's got good credentials on those issues. And so the question is, how does he put his best foot forward and can he overcome this liability with this important bloc?
Is it really that important that he has some, you know, less than perfect family values as far as they're concerned?
Well, the things that are in Rudy Giuliani's favor with conservatives and social conservatives is that he's not a total social moderate. When he was in New York City, he fought to get the pornography shops out of Times Square, and he took on crime and a lot of the social pathologies in New York City using conservative principles. And he was something of a hero in the 90s in that regard. So he's not a complete social moderate, and he can make that case to social conservatives. And also, again, on these other issues, he's got strong credentials on the economic front and also on national security and fighting terrorism where conservatives are concerned.
Well, thank you, John.
Thank you.
John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate. And you can find his first column in his series. It's called The Big Question at Slate.com.